What's up, everybody? Today has been one hell of a day nationally. Like, you know, wake up this morning and then hear about a drone getting shot down over international waters near Iran, right? And I'm just like, man, these motherfuckers want that smoke. Like, they've been doing some crazy shit, from blowing up tankers, saying they're ready for war, just kind of like picking at shit. And then to hear about a drone just being blown out of the fucking sky. I mean, $180 million. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, cut all the other bullshit out. Who's going to pay for that? Like, when you really think about it, I mean, we pay for it through our tax dollars, right? And it just got blown out of the sky, and they're retrieving parts of it. Iran's actually trying to pick up pieces of it. Or whatever. So who the fuck replaces shit like that? And, you know, Donald Trump comes out like, man, they made a big mistake. You know, like, and it seemed like a threat at first. But then he came out in an interview and was like, man, maybe it was someone who acted alone without, you know, permission from the Iranian government. And all this stuff, kind of backpedaling, like trying to give them a freeway, you know, an off-ramp to be like, oh shit, okay, he's giving us a chance to say, oh, someone defected and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't of the, you know, the nation's interest to do that. But then the prime minister of Iran was like, nah, that motherfucker was in our airspace, and we just shot that bitch out the sky. Like, and then, and so now we're just waiting around as people who care or may not care about the outcome of that, because it's American assets and international space. You can't just shoot people's shit down. You can't just destroy a $180 million drone and have no repercussions of it. But, you know, obviously, we're not going to know what's going to happen for a while now. But some people are saying, you know, World War III is on the brink. Some people are saying, you know, nothing's going to happen. And I really don't fucking know. But I just think that if it was me sitting in that seat after everything that's happened, I think I'd hit the button. Like, I'd send a couple bombs their way. But that's just me. So, anyway. What else? There was some conversations I had with one of my buddies today online on Facebook about, like, women and shit like that. And he was telling me how, like, how women really be bold these days. Like, they be blocking people out of nowhere, and then as soon as they want you back in their life, they'll unblock you. And I'm like, fuck, like, bitches done took my dick and ran and then blocked me. And I'm just like, I feel better now because I'm not the only one. Like, I feel like guys don't talk about that kind of shit. Like, we just, like, push it off or act like it doesn't bother us and shit like that. But I'm sure there's some men out there who are upset with the fact that, you know, they've been used for dick. It's not right. I feel like there should be an anti-using dick movement. You guys are just out here blocking dudes, telling us, you know, we're your best friends, and you guys be making moves, and we make moves, and everything gets all confusing. It's wild. I'm gonna work on a list of people that, like, I really want to talk to about some risque topics. Because, like, honestly, that's what I want this show to be about, like, or this podcast to be about. I want to talk about the things no one wants to talk about. Or people are like, shit, you can't talk about this. Like, yes, the fuck we can. It's a podcast. There's no one regulating what I can say and what I can't say. And it's awesome. So, I'm ready for some interesting conversations my way. So don't be shy, people. Like, it's not that hard. I'll link you into the damn podcast, and then we'll just talk like normal. Just don't act like anyone's going to hear it. It'll be fine. Because there's only a few people who are probably going to listen to it anyway. So it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to keep this going, trying to keep the momentum of this podcast going, because I don't want to get bored with it and then lose steam and then not do it and then hate myself later. Because it's actually kind of fun, you know? I mean, I'm working on, you know, these first couple podcasts are going to be real sporadic. They're probably not going to have much sense made out of them. You know, it's just going to be me rambling until I can kind of get the whole thing under my feet and then get people who want to get involved on the podcast. So you guys are just gonna have to bear with me and be the test guinea pigs and like send me a message, like shout out what you guys want to talk about or what you want to hear me talk about, or you know, I mean, I'm easy. I don't really care. I'll talk about anything. You guys want to talk about fucking butt plugs for a whole episode, we can do that. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to put something down. It's not going to be a super long podcast today. I just wanted to, you know, say what's up, let you guys know I'm here. Well, my dog's just chomping on food hella loud. Yeah, shit. Jasmine, say hello. Yeah, no, she's gross. She's just fucking chomping. Anyway, so I'm going to end this one kind of early. Oh, no, shit, I can't. Okay, so there's 9/11 first responders, man. Like, that hasn't really been talked about in the news, in the media, but there was this guy who's actually, like, completely liver shut down. He's dying. And he was, he did an interview from hospice care, you know, telling, you know, the Congress and, you know, everyone that they need to act. Like, they need to step up and take care of these first responders. It was like the saddest thing ever, because he's sitting there with his son fucking just looking terrible, and he knows he's gonna die. Like, it's inevitable, and he goes and spends, you know, some of his final moments just preaching the good speak of, like, these guys ran into the worst of conditions the way they're supposed to. And now they're paying the price for it, and no one's doing anything about it. That shit broke my heart. So, if you're bored later on today, like, I would look into that. I would look into the Iranian conflict, if you give a shit about anything going on in your country, because that's the biggest thing right now, is a possible war threat if shit keeps going sideways. And do some self-reflecting. I feel like everyone should do some I do it every day, personally. That's all I really try to do is be a better person every day. Try to figure out, you know, where I've had my shortcomings and stuff like that. But, like, I don't think we process who we are enough. What we believe in. What we're doing. I really think if we took more time to, like, recap how we've acted or how we treat people throughout the day, like, we'd be like, fuck, that's kind of shitty, like, maybe I shouldn't do that, and maybe apologize, like, reach out to that person, like, man, you know, it was kind of out of pocket, whether they said anything about it or not, you know, or anyone even noticed or not. But, so that's it. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble for another length of time. Try to get back on tomorrow and have something more juicy for you. If you guys listen to this and you know Kyle, I want Kyle Nolan on my podcast so fucking bad. I feel like that's honestly, like, all the good podcast people, like, have their, like, go-to, friends. Like, Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo's always on, Duncan, Trassel, or whatever his last name is always on. He's got, like, a go-to field of people, and I feel like Kyle is gonna be one of my go-to people. Because that motherfucker is hilarious. And I really want to get some like, intense female conversations going about, you know, whatever. You know, their attitude or what. Because we have, like, like-minded opinions about the female species. So I think that's going to be awesome. Who else? I kind of want to get CJ Wilkie on eventually. Like, I don't think he even knows I'm doing this podcast, but that motherfucker's a troll. That would be lit. Talk about his Corvette or something. But if anyone wants to just get on the podcast, let's do it. It's fucking, why not? I mean, if we can take 10 minutes out the day, set something up, text me or send me a message, be like, all right, let's do it. And we'll think of a topic and just ramble for a couple minutes and see where it goes. Shit, we might get famous one day. You never know. eating fucking filet mignon and booty. For fun. So, shit. All right, guys. Have a great day. Take care of yourselves. Be well. I'm out.